doing today? This is Dr. Sumer with my pep talk. And today in my pep talk, I'll talk about the value of monitoring your progress. Now, what happens is a lot of students will ask me that what is the single most important thing that I can do now? And when I say now, I mean we are at around 4 months from your main exams or, 4 months from your NEET PG this year. So we have to kind of explore and find out what is it that you can do now which will make the maximum impact on your final results. So if you divide the preparation phase for any competitive exam, it begins by initially by building up content. That means whenever you start preparing for any exam, you begin by making notes, you begin by understanding concepts, you begin by referring to books, listening to teachers, making notes. You do a lot of content building. That is okay, that's normal actually. But then you might ask me, if everybody is building the content, then why some people are able to do better than others? Now, this is where I think there is a role of monitoring your progress. Now, if I was in, if I now look back, I'll tell you a small idea here, and this would help you to frame your own process in due course. I'm a radiologist by profession, and usually my work is very cerebral. Whenever I'm working in the hospital, it's very cerebral. I'm thinking and writing reports and, talking to a lot of referring physicians on the phone. It's very tiring. So I used to come back home and say that I'm very tired and I've worked a lot today. And I used to believe that I'm, working a lot. And, my wife used to tell me that, maybe you're not walking enough, you're not, running enough. And I would never agree to this because I felt that I'm doing a lot of work because I'm mentally tired. And, it was like I had no idea. Then one day, I got a Fitbit watch to wear and I started to look at the number of steps that I take in a day. And to my surprise, they were pathetic. They were very bad. And that is what I see the value of monitoring your progress is. It is just like, if I had never saw myself on that watch and if I never got an idea on how much actually I'm walking, I would have thought that I'm doing pretty good. And then I realized, no, I'm not. And without anybody else now motivating me, now there was no motivator telling me anything. There was no, coach telling me anything. It was just the insight into the idea that I'm not doing well. This is not right. I decided to increase my step count. I decided that, there should be some baseline that I should achieve in every day. And then I realized, there were things that I was not doing. Even at work, I could walk around. And even while at work, you could, even when you're talking to somebody on phone, you can actually walk around and then talk. And there were things that started to, I started to realize them and I started to, kind of modulate my lifestyle according to the biofeedback that I was getting by that wearable device. And similarly, now if I want you to, you ask me that what should I do that will help me to improve from today onwards? There's nothing better than a mirror, okay? There's nothing better than a mirror to know what is wrong with your life, It's so simple, And that is where, you might have seen that recently we started in DAMS a test warrior, hashtag DAMS test warrior concept. And we said, please give tests. A lot of students said that, sir, what is the benefit of giving a test? Now, the benefit of a test are multiple. One is that you stop, when you start giving the test, You that phobia, that inertia of sitting in a time-bound manner to do the test goes away. But even more important is that you get an insight into what is going on. Now, there's nothing more important than the truth. There's nothing more important than your own truth. Whatever I may tell you, whatever anybody else might tell you, until and unless you give a test, you will never know what is going on. So when you start giving tests or grand tests, and if somehow, if you can do that similar monitoring that we talked about, that is somehow you, whenever you give a NAMS grand test, you have a, sheet in front of you in your room where you plot the graph that this grand test, I am at this many correct marks. So the best parameter to plot your graph is the number of right answers. Don't plot the absolute score or the negative marking. Please plot the number of correct answers in a grand test. I usually see that people who are at, out of 300 questions in our grand test, people who are at above 200 correct answers are usually in the safe zone. So you can draw a dotted line of the safe zone at 200 correct, and you can put your dots that, okay, today in my grand test, this is what I got correct. There's no need to feel depressed over it or no need to feel elated over it. You know, so aisa nahi ke, you know, you get a very, very good numbers and you become overexcited. Aisa nahi ke you feel that, okay, mera to kuch nahi ho paya. Aisa nahi hai. This only idea is about insight. The idea is that, okay, you get to know where you are right now. And you know the baseline, you know the safe zone, and you know that, okay, I need to work on it. This realization is the key. When you know that you need to work on it, you improve. How many times have I seen this? I've seen this, you know, thousands and thousands of times in my entire career as an educator. I have seen so many children, once they get to know what is going on, they improve. Why, this is like, you know, you might think that, you know, sir would tell us some magic trick. I really feel that the small things have big impact. There is something in physics called as the butterfly effect, which talks about that theoretically it is possible that a butterfly flapping its wings in Shanghai can lead to a storm somewhere else. It is possible with the laws of physics that, you know, even a small act has possibility of big impacts. You know, I keep talking to students, and students, they feel that, you know, they need something exotic to be done to improve their ranks. And while you need a simple monitoring of your testing process, and you need a discipline that, okay, I need to give my test at this interval, there should be no delaying in giving the test. You know, I see a lot of students who will say that one day when I become perfect, then I'll give the test. That is not the right way. The test has to happen as per your schedules. And then you give the test and you monitor your progress. It is as simple as that. And I also, you know, I'm a big opponent of the concept of comfort zone. A lot of students who come to me and say, sir, I'm giving this test series and I give the test as per my comfort. And, you know, sir, when I feel that I'm good at a subject, then I give the test. What I feel is that, you know, that comfort zone idea usually doesn't work. You cannot have a comfort zone. You cannot be, you know, comfortable and you're winning the game. It really doesn't work this way. You need to have a schedule and you need to follow it. Even if you feel that you're not prepared to your optimum level, if you have scheduled to give a test, you should be doing it. That means, now let me give you an idea, that means similar to, you know, what I do with my physical activity, I have to look at it every day. I can't say that, okay, one day I will look at it and even one day when I become perfect, then it has to be looked at every day. So you need to make a frequency of when you will monitor your progress as well. Now, that is where, you know, if you notice that we started this initiative this month of DAMS Test Warrior, and I started getting a lot of messages from students where a lot of students are saying that they are so happy that they have given a test. They were so afraid of giving a test. They were so afraid of looking at the mirror that they were delaying it. And when they were delaying it, they were procrastinating. The excuses that we give to ourselves when we are procrastinating is we say that we are trying to be perfect. And you know that, you know, no human is perfect ever. So you know that that's a classic act of perfectionism, procrastination, nothing happening. You have to give the test when it is scheduled. Okay, that is very important. And then comes the analysis that once you start monitoring, you also start finding out where am I going wrong. Like, for example, when, you know, I realized that when I'm sitting in the hospital all the time, I could actually walk around and then discuss while walking around and then write by sitting. I could do that. So you start making corrective actions. Similarly, in your tests, when you go wrong, you start analyzing what are the mistakes that are you doing. We should always divide the mistakes into few parts. We should look at mistakes which are recall mistakes, like something that I knew but I could not recall properly. Usually, if it is a recall mistake, once you see the correct answer, then you next time you don't make a mistake, because actually you have revised that again while doing the test and you would not make the same mistake again. Well, if it is a recall error, more important are the other two kind of errors. The second kind of error is lack of understanding. That means you knew the concept, you were aware of what is going on, but you applied it wrongly. These are the kind of questions where you should, you know, put a red dot on it or bookmark it on the app that, you know, I'll look back at these questions again. And especially if there's a video solution available, please listen to the video solution on those questions. Very important, because your thinking process was wrong. Despite knowing it, you were wrong. Application part was wrong. And the third kind of mistakes are things which you are not aware of. Please take them as a learning experience. A lot of students come to me and say, sir, you know, I've studied from you and you are the best teacher available for this subject. And even after that, you know, you've given me a test and on this test, I'm unable to do 10 questions. I tell them, you know, that is my way of teaching you 10 more things. That means in any exam, in the entire country, there is no exam where you can get 100% in a competitive exam. There have to be questions which you cannot do. That is okay. So in our DAMS tests, there will be questions that you cannot do. And the goal of those tests is to make sure that you learn those things as well. It is to give you new information. Like, for example, if I've taught you something, I want to take you to the next level. I'll give you something to look at, in those tests as well. So there are three kind of mistakes that would happen. One is a recall error. You knew it, but you recalled it wrong. But as soon as you see it, you know that, you know, okay, I should have done it better. That's a silly mistake that happened actually. And second is application error, where you knew the concept but you could not apply it properly. You need to revise them. Third is new information for you given in the question by the teacher. And any test would have some questions of new information if it is correctly made, because that is the purpose of any test. If you score 100% in a test, that test is poorly made. It is not possible to have 100% marks in any test. Okay, so I hope you get the entire idea. It will give you confidence, but the key is not confidence. The key is the truth. There's nothing like, I see a lot of students coming to me and saying, sir, if my score in a test is not good, I'll feel depressed. If my score is good, I'll feel happy. But what is true happiness in an exam is when you give the final exam and you get the branch of your choice and place of your choice. That is true happiness. Let's not look at a test, a grand test or a mock test with the, you know, as the ultimate thing. It's not the ultimate thing. It is a practice test. You're learning. Okay. And that is where the mindset also comes into play. Mindset means that, you know, whenever you give a test, you give it with the intent that either you will do very well or you will learn something new or you will learn something new. The key is learning. So when now you fix your mindset around it, you start analyzing your test better, you would improve massively. You will think that sir has told us only a small idea, but I'm telling you, the small idea in the next 4 months can create magic. That idea is monitor your progress, give tests as per, you know, your schedules so that you don't mess it up, and analyze your mistake, especially the one where your thinking process was wrong. Because if you are thinking in the wrong direction, that's a big mistake. You need to learn to think in the right direction. Because the teachers have taught you, you've written in the notes, but you're applying it wrong. You need to correct it. That is where the entire process of giving tests, monitoring your progress becomes important. If you're listening to me in this podcast, and if you're convinced, do share a picture with me on the Instagram of your progress chart. Can you make a small chart or a big chart in your room as per your comfort level, as per your room, as per your thumbprint board in your room, you know, if you're the old-fashioned kinds, or, you know, whatever you have, place a simple piece of paper if you do not have anything. Plot your graph. Make it a habit. If you can show me that graph, I'll feel very happy. I'll feel that, okay, now you're starting to be accountable to yourself. The entire idea of all that step count that you see your parents using nowadays is to inculcate a self-accountability in the individual. The key is not in, like, you know, today, how many times do you think your teachers, your parents, would how many times would they force you to study? It would not happen. you have to somehow inculcate the habit of self-accountability, of looking at your scores periodically and finding out, okay, how am I doing? What is my progress? Am I doing better in this test as compared to the previous test? Are you monitoring yourself? Once you inculcate this habit in the next 4 months, I am telling you, you can improve your rank massively. I wish you all the best. Do share a picture of yours with your progress chart and try maintaining it. It's a massively strong tool. I wish you all the best.